In a native temple, the priests rise at all hours of the night to do honor to their god. Before we could stop him, Fleet dashed up the steps, patted two priests on the back, and was gravely grinding the ashes of his cigar butt into the forehead of the red stone image of Hanuman. Strickland tried to drag him out, but he sat down and said solemnly,
"See that? Mark of the Beast. I made it. Isn't it fine?"
In half a minute the temple was alive and noisy, and Strickland, who knew what came of polluting gods, said that things might occur. He, by virtue of his official position, long residence in the country, and weakness for going among the natives, was known to the priests, and he felt unhappy. Fleet sat on the ground and refused to move.
He said that good old Hanuman made a very soft pillow.
Then, without any warning, a silver man came out of a recess behind the image of the god. He was perfectly naked in that bitter, bitter coat, and his body shone like frosted silver, for he was what the Bible calls a leper as white as snow. Also, he had no face, because he was a leper of some years standing, and his disease was heavy upon him. We stooped to haul Fleet up, and the temple was filling and filling with folk who seemed to spring from the earth when the silver man ran in under our